Crescini, you're 25-1 to score odds, tonight. Man. 25-1 to score tonight.
We had a gambling workshop with the FA. I don't want to hear odds anymore.
So 25-1 to score. What a goal you got.
Delighted with it. Probably the most important goal I've ever scored. And to see it hit the net was euphoric, you know, especially in front of our fans. And everybody in the crowd seemed to enjoy it. And luckily, it was the difference for us in the end.
The way the goal went in too was absolutely top class too. It just bounced well for you and you drove it to the bottom right hand corner of the net. There was nothing the keeper could do.
That's it, yeah. We actually done a lot of shooting yesterday, you know, and some days you feel you might score, and I actually didn't score once in the warm up, so that we shot in the first shot in the game at the end, I'll take it.
But, you know, when that goal went in, what was the feeling among the team then at that stage? I'd say Stephen said it was important to get the early lead if you could.
It was brilliant. It set us up nicely, you know, we have the lead, you know, we make sure we have a clean sheet now and we win the game. It's in our own hands, and that's what we did.
They did have their chance. I suppose the one real chance they did have was when Giroud Morrissey had an effort. It was a super save from Gary Rogers.
Yeah, Gary, he's been brilliant all year. This is probably, I hope he doesn't mind me saying, this will be his best season I've seen him play for Dundalk. Yeah. And he's no young man, you know. But it's great for him because he's got a monumental amount of clean sheets and he really does deserve it. So it's happy for him to get another one going home.
And as Gavin was saying, the defence when it was called upon, first and second half, they were immense.
Brilliant, yeah. They were rock solid tonight. It was probably the most assured I'd seen them. You know, I don't think they gave up even a half a chance. And that's what, they've been brilliant all year. Like I said, we've had many a back four. It could have been easily Dean Jarvis playing left full, Stephen Folan or Daniel Cleary in that set up at the back four, and we would have been competent to keep a clean sheet, and it's a credit to the boys.
The midfield was outstanding, and I mean you were outstanding tonight as usual, and the manager brought in Patrick McElhenney and he started John Mountney too. I think they were very good moves.
Yeah, the boys were brilliant. You know, this is Patrick. It was just a case of Patrick getting into the rhythm. His old rhythm of things since he came back. You know, it's not easy for any player coming back. But he's shown tonight why we did bring him back. You know, his physicality, his pace, his reading of the game is very good. And John has had a tough season with injuries. And, you know, he's had the odd breakdown and stuff.
He's done very well.
It may have looked dark for him at times. And that just shows the character that John is to come back and put in that sort of performance tonight.
This is your first win here in 3.5 years. Since Richie Till scored in March of 2015, you haven't won here.
That's huge, and that was maybe a small bit in the back of the mind, and that's why we wanted to come here and put in a statement of intent, a big away win against our rivals to try and put them out of the title race, and hopefully we've done that.
And what about, they are out of the title race, but I heard you saying tonight, even though if you win tonight, you have the league title, you're not going to celebrate until you've done it points wise.
Until it's mathematically done, I won't be celebrating that. And, you know, we have to be professional through and through. And the win on Thursday sets us up unbelievably.
Yeah.
But until it's mathematically done, I won't be celebrating.
But you must be absolutely delighted with the way the season's gone, Chris. You've been monumental this season, as you have every other season. But it's just been another great story in the managership of Stephen Kenny and Vinnie Peart.
Yeah, it's brilliant. This is a brilliant season because we had to regroup from what happened last year, and you know, we set standards for ourselves and we found last year wasn't good enough, so we set ourselves this standard this year, and you can see from everyone, the squad rotation we've had, everyone's been brilliant.
Well, listen, congratulations. Your great game, as I said tonight, and well done.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks very much.
Safe home.
Well done. Safe home. Thanks a million. Well done.
Yeah.